Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel again. Anyway, the Westminster election is happening in just over a month, Thursday, the 4th of July. Sorry, a month today, actually. And it's time to look at Wales. So the principality's only got about 5% of the population in the United Kingdom and about 5% of the land area as well. Another thing is that it had 40 constituencies for Westminster. That's been slimmed down to 32, meant to be concomitant with its population. So Wales was overrepresented. Now, Labour has ruled the roost there for a century. I think I'm right in saying they won at every single level. They've always won. The Welsh Parliament, Westminster Parliament, the European Parliament, when the United Kingdom was an EU member state, and indeed the local elections. And the Conservatives ran them close in 1993, but like that's it. Okay, so let's look at the breakdown. Overall, I'm forecasting Labour 40%, a bit below where the opinion polls have them, because opinion polls almost always overrate Labour. 25 seats. The Conservatives on 25%. I'm bumping them up a bit from what the polls say, and probably zero seats, just like 97, annihilated. Plaid Cymru on 14%. And to get six seats. So that would be double their current tally, but the highest number ever. The Liberal Democrats on 5% and to get only one seat. Reform UK about 10% and get nul point in terms of constituencies. Likewise, the Green Party on 2 percentage points, and then not to get any seats at all. Right, so let's see the breakdown of most of the constituencies. Now, it's a bit tricky because the extant constituencies are being slimmed down. Sometimes they'll amalgamate two into one, they'll chop one up into three, and allot this bit to that constituency, another bit to the other, and another to the other. So it's not completely traceable. And often these are notional constituencies. So let me go through some of them. So, Ynys Mon, a very marginal one, commonly called Anglesey. So the Conservatives are going to lose that to Plaid Cymru. Plaid Cymru need only a 3.5% swing, and that is in rural North Wales, which is very Cymrophone. So that is fertile soil for the Plaid Cymru gospel. Plaid Cymru meaning like Party of Wales. As in the separatists, except they're stupidly the Euro fanatics because they don't want an independent Wales. They want a part of the European Union. Okay, Caerfyrddin, I hope I pronounced that correctly. So the Conservative and Unionist Party holds that at the moment. And again, I'm forecasting that Plaid Cymru will take that. They only needed like another 4% and it's theirs. Right. Llanelli in South Wales, so Labour will retain that one, as they have, I think, for over 100 years. Caerphilly, formerly Ron Davies, Ron Parklife Davies, the guy who was disgraced for cruising for gay sex on Clapham Common way back in 1998, former Secretary of State for Wales. So Labour retain that one, of course. You know, they got a margin of like 15%, they'll go up there. Pontypridd. Okay, that's rock solid Labour. They won that by 18 points. They'll go up again. Neath and Swansea East, Labour won that by 20%. That's rock solid. Cardiff West, again, this is very, very secure for Labour. You know, they won that by over 21%, and they'll just go up there. Merthyr Tydfil and Aberdare. Okay, so again, this is rock solid Labour over 21%, so they'll keep that one. Rhondda and Ogmore, Labour hold this by 22%. Labour hold. Aberafan and Maesteich. Okay, so that's Labour hold that one by 22%, and they still will do. Blaenau Gwent and Rhymni, Labour hold that one by 22%. I think they still will. The only thing is they do face a significant challenge there from the Workers' Party of Britain, as in George Galloway's party, because I remember when Labour deselected the Labour MP there way back in about 2000, the Labour MP then sort of just stood as an independent socialist and won, which is, you know, almost unheard of. So they do have a tradition of going rogue there. But nevertheless, I think Labour will retain it on a reduced majority, retain it by about 10 percentage points. Bangor, Aberconwy, again, on the northern coast of Wales. So the Conservative Party holds that, and I predict that will fall to Labour as well. Swansea East, Labour's holds that by 23 points, and they'll go up again. Now, Montgomeryshire and Glyndwr in sort of rural eastern Wales, a very large constituency, geographically speaking, formerly Lembe Opix Bailiwick. I predict the Liberal Democrats will take that back. They lost that back 2015. Cardiff South and Penarth. Okay, Labour hold this by a huge margin. And again, they're going to hold that and extend their lead. Brecken Radner and Cwm Tawi, I think that the Conservatives are going to lose this one again. But and not clear to me whether it was going to be Labour or the Liberal Democrats will take it. Monmouthshire, which is very, which is only just in Wales. Monmouth has sometimes been accorded to England. The Conservatives hold that, and I think they'll lose that one to Labour as well. Cardiff East, so on. So that one, Labour's going to retain that, of course. They hold that by 30%. And Torfen, Labour hold that by 30%. So Labour retain. Right. Pembrokeshire Mid and South, Conservative Unionist Party hold that. So they're going to lose that one to Labour as well. So that's my forecast. There might be a few constituencies that I haven't called. What do you think? The Cymrification of the Conservative Party, more identifiably Welsh MPs there. Of course, one doesn't need to be from the Principality of Standard Wales. And who's that guy? He's half Scots, half English. He's a Labour MP. My God, it'll come to me. He was knighted ages ago. He's been there since 2001, formerly an Anglican vicar. He's openly gay, very good looking guy, very youthful guy. And he was on that committee that really grilled Boris Johnson when he got it wrong. I'm so annoyed. I can remember everything apart from the name. So he's got a slightly Scots surname. He's there. And obviously Michael Foote, he represented Eber Vale for a while. That was Nye Bevan's old seat and so on. Chris Bryant is the Labour MP, and Welshmen, Welsh women, they can sit for constituencies elsewhere in the United Kingdom. Indeed, Commonwealth citizens can. So I don't like excessive localism, saying I was born and bred here, blah blah blah. I know some people like that sort of thing, but oddly enough, in local election level, the law is that you must be resident, must be a registered voter in that borough council area to stand. You're not required to live in the ward you're standing in, but in the borough council, because a borough council, whatever, would typically have, say, 50 councillors, and there might be two or three per ward. So having like roughly 20 wards, you don't have to live in the ward that you're standing. We have to live somewhere in the borough council area. So we shall see. So Labour's really got nothing to worry about there, but they always do very well at this level. But it just shows how sort of irrational and unfair the first past the post system is. The Conservatives are going to come second in Wales and get no seats very likely. Do better than Plaid Cymru, do way better than the Liberal Democrats. The Liberal Democrats are very likely to get one, maybe two. Reform UK get maybe 10% of the vote. A lot happens. Will that dip in the end? Reform UK saying, I'm not going to throw away my ballot, vote for the Welsh Conservatives. On the other might say, I'm so offended. They have so misled us. They've so mistreated us. They've ruined everything. They've lied to us incessantly. No, I'm sick. I need to give them a real kick in the balls. And likewise, the Green Party, some of the extreme left say, we can't risk Labour not having majority and some sort of coalition of chaos of the Conservatives. Da, da, da. So some of them in the end would vote Labour. But yeah, Labour's vote is soft, and their difficulty is motivating people to actually cast their ballots, because they're very popular amongst the junior generation. And some of the youngsters who are Labour leaning don't bother to vote in the end. So a lot of this is about getting out the vote. Harold Wilson in his memoirs said that elections are decided by differential abstention, as in whether the Labour-inclined people have a higher turnout or the Conservative-inclined people have a higher turnout. Bear in mind, when he was looking back to the 60s and 70s, only about 10% of people were floating voters, which is why for several elections, the result was very close. From 1964, 1966, 1970, the two elections in 1974, because there weren't that many floating voters. But now it's up to 30% of people are floating voters, which is why these insurgent parties haven't done very well. I mean, the SNP, to some extent, was an insurgent party in Scotland, now an establishment one. But, UKIP and the Brexit Party or Reform UK, or indeed the Green Party. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.